It's time for tonight's postgame coaches show presented by Bearings head coach Bob McKillop with us here courtside. And coach, how do you sum a game up like this? Guys energized to the end, even through four overtimes.
Well, our guys fought their guts out. They just emptied their tanks. They did everything possible to give us a victory, and just didn't come out that way.
Coach, you guys in each overtime period ended up with an opportunity to win this game.
Yeah, three times in a row we had chances with the ball at the end, or we just didn't shoot the ball like in the second half like we did in the first half. And without doubt, fatigue was a big factor in that. There's no doubt about it. Kellen played 56 minutes. Carter played 47. John played 58. That's going to impact your shooting. And of course, they were running around chasing them defensively because they usually go in 15, 20 seconds into the shot clock. And the fatigue factor really took its toll on us in the overtime.
Tonight, there were some problems from the free throw line. You're a 77% free throw shooting team tonight, 60%. What explains that?
Again, the fatigue factor. In the first half, actually, it wasn't a fatigue factor. We were 1-4 in the first half, but in that second overtime, I think it was the second one, we had a chance to win, salt the game away, getting a four-point lead with a two-point lead and foul shots, and we didn't do it. Then we just missed opportune foul shots down the stretch.
You look at John Axel's line tonight, 11 for 29, 10 rebounds. I mean, it was a yeoman's duty tonight, but... Yeah, towards the end there, it just didn't look like he had anything in the tank.
He fought from end line to end line the entire game.
Yep.
And, you don't get 10 rebounds, you don't draw 11 fouls, you don't have 6 assists. You just don't do that unless you're emptying your tank, and he did that.
Yep.
He clearly emptied his tank.
Coach, talk about Maceo Jack on the other side, the impact he made in this basketball game tonight, especially in the first half.
He made four threes in the first half, I think, and we just let him go. We let him get going, and he got two or three opportunistic ones in the second half that were crushers. We just lost him. And I think that losing him in the second half was a pivotal part in the game.
What was impressive, Coach? I mean, you look at the cleanliness of this game in terms of turnovers. You finished with just 7 going to 4 overtime. So ball protection was well done tonight.
Yeah, it really was. And, you just have to look at that shooting percentage late in the second half and in the 4 overtimes, and it just wasn't there. And it's the legs weren't there. Our guys kept fighting and fighting and fighting. And even in the end there, we almost had a look at the basket right here at the end for 3 points. We just didn't. Normally, that's a catch that Kellen's in there for, and Bates threw a great pass, and it just didn't happen. And, Lee had made a previous play, great pass by John on a previous play to get it down to 2 points, and, just didn't happen. I'm just heartbroken for our guys.
Coach, I know a game like this, exhausting for you just like everybody else. Did you have enough to give a message to the team?
No, I just said to them, you emptied your tanks. It's late. You've done everything I've asked you to do. Let's just get dressed and get out of here.
Thank you, Coach.
Thanks.
Coach McKillop's comments presented by Bearings, a global financial services firm with local roots. Bearings is passionate about supporting the communities where its associates work and live, and is proud to partner with Davidson College on initiatives ranging from research and mentorship to community engagement. To learn more, visit bearings.com.